is pasteurized wine considered cooked, otherwise known as mevushel? Knowing whether pasteurized wine has a definition of mevushel according to halacha or not is very relevant if you want to know, may a Gentile touch the wine, may a Gentile pour the wine, may the wine bottle be left in the jurisdiction of the Gentile, may I leave my home with the maid in the house, if I have an open bottle of pasteurized wine. Even more so, this applies and is common and applicable regarding Yidden that are not yet Shemir Teirun Mitzvahs, Yidden that are Mechalel Shabbos Befer Hesya, of which there is a great debate amongst today's Paiskim as to whether they affect Yayin Esech like does a Goy, as does a Gentile. And the Rebbe's approach to this was, Jews that are not Shemir Shabbos in public, they do make wine Yayin Esech. So when you're having a relative, a guest, you have a Chabad house, you have a function happening, and there are non-firm people attending, having wine that is not mevushel is problematic due to Yayin Nesach. So that's why it's important to define what is defined as mevushel. Is mifustar, pasteurized, enough or not? So before we answer this, let's first discuss what does it mean that cooked wine, mevushel wine, does not have a prohibition of Yayin Nesach. The Mechaber rules in Yeredeya, chapter 123, Halacha 3, based on the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed, that cooked wine cannot become Yayin Nesach because the Gentile will not use cooked wine, which is damaged wine, for libations, for idolatry. What is the definition of cooked? How cooked does it have to be? The Shach in 123.7 brings in the name of the Rishonim, the Ran and the Rashba. That cooked means that it's been heated over a fire to the point that it diminished in its quantity, meaning that some of the wine evaporated due to the heat. That's the definition. So now let's see, does pasteurized wine fit this definition of mevushel? So the good news is that all wine today is pasteurized to a certain degree in order to kill bacteria and lengthen the shelf life of the wine. What varies, however, is the degree of heat that is used to pasteurize the wine. And it can vary anywhere between 140 Fahrenheit to 190 Fahrenheit to boiling point. So what temperature must the wine reach for it to be considered mevushel based on the definition that we said? This is a machlekes amongst today's Paiskim. A number of today's daily Paiskim ruled that anywhere between 140 and 175 can be considered mevushel and certainly more than that, and is not subject to the Isser of Yayin Nesach. The Minchas Yitzchok in the responsa says it's 140 degrees. The Gris Meishan responsa says it's 160, and another response says it's 175. And this is one approach. Another approach of today's Rabbanim Paiskim was the Shita of the Levi Yitzchak Greenwald of New York. And he held that to be considered mevushel must reach 194 degrees Fahrenheit during the pasteurization. And now we have a third approach in today's Paiskim, held by Vishlema Zaman Orbach, Avil Yashiv, and others of today's Paiskim, that pasteurization that has not reached cooking point is not considered mevushel at all. So anything under 212 Fahrenheit, 100 Celsius, is invalid and still poses a problem of Yayin Nesach. And they say, these Paiskim, a very, very logical reason why pasteurization does not have the legal definition of mevushel. And that is because the whole reason why we said mevushel is okay, there's no Isser of Yayin Nesach, is because no Gentile would use it for a libation for idolatry. But today, all wines are pasteurized, so certainly a guy would use pasteurized wine for idolatry, because that's all the wine available on the market. So once again, pasteurized wine, even though it's technically heated, would still be included in the Isser of Yayin Nesach. So we have here three approaches towards pasteurization. Halacha l'maisa, everybody has to ask their own Rav for a ruling how to treat it. Many are lenient, like the opinions of the Minchas Yitzchok, the Gris Meishe, etc., to consider pasteurized wine, even of a low degree, such as 140 Fahrenheit, as mevushel. There's certainly room to be lenient this way regarding a non-firm Jew, which itself is under dispute if he makes Yayin Nesach or not. Nonetheless, we must note that not on all bottles when it says that it's pasteurized, does it mean it's pasteurized to the degree of mevushel, even according to the lenient opinion. As there are companies, wineries, that pasteurize to less than 140 degrees. And less than 140, we found no opinion that says it's considered mevushel. So it's important to know what type of pasteurization was used in order to determine the halacha, if it's considered mavushal or not, according to the lenient opinion. For this reason, there are kashrus organizations that require that the bottle say mavushal through pasteurization. This means that it's not mavushal according to all opinions, that wine did not reach boiling point, but it at least reached a degree that is considered cooked according to the lenient opinions. Simply saying on the bottle was pasteurized doesn't tell us anything. Regarding if there is a Chabad custom in this regard, regarding wine that is pasteurized but is not mavushal, has not been brought to boiling point, so for some reason there's a misconception and people think that according to the Chabad ruling and custom and Alter Rebbe, in a Shulchan Aruch, pasteurized wine is not considered mavushal and it must reach a boiling point. In truth, there is no set Chabad custom in this regard. The Alter Rebbe never gave his opinion on this matter at all, and there's no known source at all in the Alter Rebbe or any Chabad Svarim to determine one way or the other in the above-mentioned dispute that is discussed amongst today's Paiskim. So bottom line, halacha lemaise, those that are lenient to consider pasteurized wine over 140 degree Fahrenheit as mavushal have upon whom to rely. Those that are machmir, consider it not mavushal, have upon whom to rely. One should make himself a rav and receive clarification and guidance over what to do regarding wine that is pasteurized.